Turning to sports now on KNKX, the Seahawks take on the Dallas Cowboys in Arlington, Texas Saturday night in the NFC Wild Card playoff game. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel previewed the matchup. Art, let's start by taking a look at how the Seahawks even got to this point.
Well, it surprised me, and it surprised a whole lot of other people, and maybe only those folks at the Virginia Mason Athletic Center, where the Seahawks are headquartered, believed that this could happen. I said they were going to be 8-8 at the beginning of the year, and my main thought that they were going to be decent was the fact that their commitment to the running game was real, and I could see the players that they assembled would be able to execute on Coach Pete Carroll's prime directive of running the ball. What I didn't see coming was the maturing of a defense that was missing so many of their stars from the Legion of Boom days, but they managed to be average, which is really a big feat when you were talking about replacing people like Richard Sherman and Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor and Michael Bennett and Cliff Averill, and they got to be respectable. It's not a great defense, but it's good, and they managed to come up with an amazing feat. They lead the NFL in turnover ratio, and they had 24 takeaways this year and gave up the ball only 11 times. That led the NFL, and that's where they've found the great equalizer, because they give up a lot of yards, and they will give up a lot of yards, I think, Saturday to the Cowboys.
Well, there are health concerns heading into this game.
All right. The vulnerability of this team right now is their secondary. They've had a major setback this week when Delano Hill, who'd been starting, was out for the year because of a hip fracture in the final game against Arizona. And they've also got Shaquille Griffin at cornerback with a sore ankle, again injured in the final game against Arizona. So they're shorthanded, and they're still scrambling to replace these guys, and they're already a little bit behind where the Seahawks defense was a year ago, simply because of the change in personnel. So I'm sure the Cowboys are going to try to exploit that vulnerability.
Well, let's talk about this matchup. It's pretty even in your view, right?
Both teams are 10-6, and the Cowboys won 7 of their final 8 games. The Seahawks won 6 of their final 7. So they have young players who are growing into the season. And it's really been remarkable how similar it is. But the Seahawks have, believe it or not, 28 players who've never been in a playoff game before. That's how much the roster has churned since the Seahawks made the playoffs in 2016. So there's a lot of new people, and there's vulnerability, obviously, with inexperience. But I do think the Seahawks have mastered the art of executing on offense to the point where I think they're going to pull it out. I think it's going to be something like 20-17. Even though it's home field, the great thing about Jerry World, the stadium in Arlington, Texas, it's indoors. And there's not going to be any rain, wind, or snow to interrupt a January playoff game. And I think that's going to help the Seahawks a lot.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.